puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Time now on Weekend Morning Show for Abandon Manitoba. Gordon Goldsboro joins us here in studio with his latest installment. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Bryce.
Okay, so what are we talking about this week?
2 years ago, we talked here in Abandon Manitoba about the basis for some Winnipeg street names. I'm fascinated by the choices that cities make when selecting names and the themes on which they're based. This week, we're considering how some streets in Portage-la-Prairie got their names, as well as some that are, well, a little mysterious.
Okay, so take us back to the beginning. When were the first streets in Portage named?
Portage-la-Prairie was incorporated as a town in 1880 and as a city in 1907. But its history goes back much earlier. Indeed, the site of Portage-la-Prairie was defined by the confluence of trails developed by Indigenous people traveling all over the prairies over millennia. Its main arterial route, Saskatchewan Avenue, commemorates its key position on a westward trail to Saskatchewan. And the main trail, the Portage-la-Prairie Road, that connected the community to the Red River Settlement, of course, here in Winnipeg, it later became Portage Avenue in Winnipeg. There's also a Portage Avenue in Portage-la-Prairie. Lavarandre Crescent in Portage reminds us of Pierre Lavarandre, the explorer who established a fur trade post of Fort Loren in the vicinity of present-day Portage. The formal beginnings of the modern city date to 1851. That's when Anglican clergyman William Cochran established a mission in the area, and he is commemorated today by Cochran Street in Portage. You know, so I thought, well, let's go through the streets and maybe organize them into some themes. You know, for example, like the monarchy.
Okay, so monarchy, what kind of street names actually fit into that theme?
Well, there's lots of them, in fact. We have Countess Avenue, of course, named for in the generic title of Countess, Duke Avenue, King Avenue, Prince Avenue, Princess Avenue, Queen Avenue, Royal Road, and the most specific one, Victoria Avenue, which is, I think, probably named for Queen Victoria.
Okay, so I think I get your thinking now. So monarchy, what about political voices or prominent political figures in Portage?
Yeah, well, lots of those as well. So we have Burns Bay, that's named for former Portage Mayor William Burns. There's Dufferin Avenue, named for the former Governor General of Canada, Lord Dufferin. Ireland Crescent, named for Mayor Horace Ireland. Meehan Avenue, named for, of course, Member of Parliament and the only Prime Minister of Canada from Manitoba, Arthur Meehan. Jack Cavers Place, named for former Mayor John Cavers. Lorne Avenue, for Governor General, the Marquess of Lorne. Strathcona Road, named for Lord Strathcona, a.k.a. Donald Smith. And Tupper Street, one of the main streets in Portage, named for Prime Minister Charles Tupper.
Okay, so we've got monarchy as a theme, local politicians as a theme. What about other citizens of Portage, prominent folks?
Yep, they're represented too. We have Armstrong Street, named for physician George Armstrong. Astbury Bay, for businessman Charles Astbury. Caddam Bay, for hardware merchant John Caddam. George Hill Drive, for pharmacist George Hill. Prout Drive, for seed merchant John Prout. Sissons Drive, for farmer Thomas Sissons, and Stevens Avenue, for hotelier Henry Stevens.
What about the movers and shakers in the Portage business community?
Well, here's an interesting thing, because, you know, in a lot of cases, they would name a street after a business located on that street, and then in some cases, those businesses aren't there anymore, but the streets still have the name. So it's a little bit of history built into the street name. So McCain Avenue, well, it's still represented by McCain Foods on the street. But, for example, we have Can Oat Drive, which used to be the location of Can Oat Milling, but it's not in business anymore. It's been taken over by Richardson. We have Massey Crescent, which was for the Massey Company, Agricultural Implements. Phillips Street for a company called Phillips Cable, no longer in business. Westco Drive for Westco Industries. And there's probably others, too, but I say, it's an interesting tidbit of history that these names preserve something that is gone.
Indeed. So business folks, prominent citizens, we got some politicians in there, some monarchist themes. What about people who were in the arts, creatives, literary people?
Well, interestingly, yes, there are some streets named for literary figures, but none of them local, which I find interesting. We have Dickens Avenue, of course, for Charles Dickens, Melville Avenue for author Herman Melville, and Thackeray Avenue for writer William Thackeray. So none of them, of course, hail from Portage.
Okay, so I grew up in the Maples here in Winnipeg, and a lot of the streets in that neighborhood, they're named after trees. So was there anything like that you found in Portage?
Boy, they really like trees in Portage. There's lots of streets with tree names. So we have Cedar Bay, Cottonwood Drive, Elm Avenue, Hazel Bay, Maplewood Crescent, Oak Bay, Pine Crescent, Poplar Bay, Spruce Bay, and Willow Bay. So yeah, lots of trees.
Lots and lots of trees. Sometimes also you'll find references to local community culture goings on that make their way into street signs. Did you find anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and some of those are named for things that may not be there anymore either. So like we have Bridge Road, presumably because there used to be a bridge nearby. Brookside Crescent. I guess there was a stream at one time. Crescent Road. Well, it is near the Crescent Lake, so I can see that one, I suppose. Crestview Place. I guess there maybe was a little hill that they could see from there. Old Bridge Road, Park Drive, River Road, and Sunset Drive. Probably, yes, they got some nice sunsets there on the drive.
Right. Okay, so street names that sort of describe or reflect the area that they're in or some element of the neighborhood. All of these categories, they fit into neat little themes. What about other street names that you don't really know much about?
Yeah, well, there are ones that have names that must have been, you know, picked for a reason, but that reason is obscure. So we have Alfred Avenue, Allison Avenue, Scanlon Avenue, Trenton Avenue, and, well, at least my sources were unable to come up with any explanation for any of those.
What about any surprises that you stumbled across?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, so for example, it surprises many people to hear that in 1891, Winnipeg street names were replaced by numbers. So for example, Bannatyne Avenue became 2nd Avenue North. And you're probably thinking, wait a minute, Bannatyne Avenue is still Bannatyne Avenue. That's true, because they went back on that system only 2 years later in 1893. All the numbered streets went back to mostly their original names. A similar situation happened in Portage sometime before 1914. We're not exactly sure when this change occurred, but a city bylaw was passed that changed over 30 street names. And originally they'd commemorated local families, businesses, institutions, and other things. Now they were numbered sequentially on each side of Tupper Street. And say this change never reversed. So for example, Percival, Forbes, Lee Streets, probably Portage people go, huh? Never heard of those. Well, that's because they are now 12th, 13th, and 14th Streets Northeast. Main Street, and yes, there was a Main Street in Portage. It was once a north-south counterpart to the east-west Saskatchewan Avenue. It is now 3rd Street Northeast. And you know, and so you know, the notion of these names that commemorate people and other things, well, not as much as they used to have in Portage.
There were some surprises there that you stumbled across. But earlier, before that, you're mentioning names, some of them are mysterious. Can you give us an example?
Well, a residential subdivision on the south side of Portage is known as Coco Platts. And it was developed by three brothers, Arden, John, and Conrad Christensen. They bought farmland that was sitting within city limits from a fellow named George Wilkinson. They subdivided it, and they named it for their father-in-law's brother-in-law, if you can follow that, a fellow named Einar Avenson, whose nickname had been Coco, and on whose farm two of the brothers had been born. The father of the three Christensen brothers had served in Germany during the First World War, where Platz means place. So literally, Coco Platz means Coco's place. Now, within Coco Platz, we have Phoebe Street, which is named for the wife of Conrad Christensen, one of the three brothers. But he appears to be the only of one of the brothers to name a street for his wife. There's also a Wilkinson Crescent in Coco Platz, which is named, I assume, for the aforementioned farmer, George Wilkinson. There's a Rowe Street that commemorates city garbage man Tommy Rowe. And apparently, at one time, he took a small part of Coco Platz and operated what might politely be called, let's just call it a salvage center.
Okay, I'm not going to touch that. I'll leave it there. What other mysteries did you come across?
Well, another is Kelly K Street. Kelly, the letter K, Street. According to local history guru Les Green, it was named after a Portage boy who died from unknown causes. The boy's father worked for a contractor that was working in the area of the street at the time and dedicated the street's name to his late son. Now, I did some digging. I tried to find out who this was, but unfortunately, I was completely stymied. I have no idea, for example, what the K in the name stands for. It's probably a surname, initial for the boy's surname, but I really don't know. Another mystery is Henderson Drive. There's three possibilities that I've come across in my research. One is that it commemorates former Portage mayor and Presbyterian minister, the Reverend Harold Henderson. Another is that it's named for Peter Henderson, one of the founders of Portage La Prairie. And a third possibility is that it's named after a fellow named William Henderson, who founded the J&W Henderson Hardware Store on Main Street, which, of course, is again called Third Street Northeast now.
So many possibilities. How is it that we're going to figure out which one's correct?
In my view, it's likely impossible. Few, if any, formal records exist to document the basis for street names in Portage, matching the situation here in Winnipeg, you know, where the city government has no knowledge where most of its early street names came from. It's entirely possible that some of the explanations that I have offered here today are simply wrong, because they're based on speculation or incomplete information. If so, I would certainly like to hear from our listeners about those errors.
Okay, so just wrapping things up, why is it that you personally think that folks should care about where these street names are coming from?
Well, I think they're important because they preserve local knowledge, you know, and I think in some sense they foster pride in one's community. When they're named for people of the past, they can remind us of those the people's accomplishments and contributions. However, we must remain mindful that changing societal norms and priorities do sometimes lead us to re-examine streets that are named for people. And of course, a recent example is the renaming of Bishop Grandin Boulevard here in Winnipeg to Abenoji Mikina.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we've covered that in the news. What's up next week?
Well, I think there's more to be said on the theme of street names. So next week, we're going to consider the basis for streets in the Wheat City.
All right, can't wait. Thanks, Gordon.
Talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.